So please do settle your mind and your body and try to get centered and calm. You can purge your energy by taking a nice full exhale. And then start with gentle, cool breath in through the nostrils. Evenly breathing and gently filling. Taking that first fresh in-breath as a focal point to settle and center your mind. And rein in the awareness and energy that you've put out into the world. Breathing the energy until it comes to settle and rest on the breath within you, within your body. Taking that gathered energy to awaken and uplift and clarify any fatigue or fog within you. And to gather in the awareness, we once again breathe in the film or reabsorb the film that we've projected onto the world, the mental map of what's out there. Starting from the universe and the galaxy, we breathe into the solar system and the planet, breathing in the whole planet into our continent and city. We then breathe the city into our space into our body. Finally, then, breathing the body and its layers or elements, the flesh and bones into the bodily fluids, the bodily fluids into the bodily heat, the heat into the breath gases. We dissolve our whole map of the world into the pure working space of inner clarity, the mind space of clarity and subtle energy or neural energy that is the space in which and from which we learn, grow, and change. So tapping into that space, we can also once again purge the habit patterns of seeking, defensiveness, alienation. And as we do, we can taste potential for happiness within ourselves as a moon-like spaciousness. We can taste the potential for inner peace as the twilight spaciousness. And we can taste the potential for deep and infinite connectedness as the midnight spaciousness. And moving through that into our pre-dawn sort of primal clarity and lucid awareness, we can sort of begin to seek a new direction in life in this moment. Specifically, we want to align ourselves with the forces of sort of conscious evolution and enlightened progress or history on the planet. And we can call them up by invoking the guidance or mentoring of the Wheel of Time or the Time Machine Mother Father. And the Time Machine Mother Father first appear to us in their subtle cosmic form as the unfolding of the powerful learning, the progressive forces of the universe. First, the supernova or Big Bang energy that emerges like bright red disk reflected in water. Then the sort of absorptive energy of the black hole, sort of the primal introverted or immersive energy of the universe that looks like an eclipse or a black cushion layered over the supernova, then dawning above that, the moon cushion, symbolizing the subtle energy of dreamlike awareness, and then the sun cushion, symbolizing the solar energy of daylike awareness. There they are, the primal cosmic forces of planetary emergence and the emergence of consciousness. And they embody the Mother Father in their completeness, their integration of the history of life and humanity or mind. But, you know, wanting to be more intimately guided and have more explicit direction, we ask for the Mother Father to emanate, you know, to give their affirmative message and sort of bubbling up out of the sun disk, there appears the exclamation point of sapphire light that is the sort of rainbow essence of all of the positive energy and chemistry and the, you know, positive awareness that's the source or the agency of progress, of evolution, positive evolution and positive development. And we can see emanating from that the rainbow aura of all the healing energies and intuitions and the affirmative message. May we all live well together. May we all be well together. And as we sort of breathe in that affirmative message now and sort of aligned with the cosmic energies of the luminous disks of natural awareness, we breathe in that affirmative message of interconnectedness and positive interconnectedness. We also want more specific guidance and direction and reassurance. So out of the aura that's emanating from the seed syllable, from the exclamation on the sun disk, suddenly manifest the Mother and Father in their full embodied form. They're standing together, embraced in a dance. They're standing on the sun disk, moon disk, and the black hole disk and the supernova disk, all resting on a great rainbow lotus dais. And they're fully embracing one another, lit from within at the heart by the sun disk and sapphire exclamation. He is like midnight and embraces her holding a bell and a scepter. She is like bright daylight, sun, gold, like the Wisdom Mother. And she embraces him holding a skull bowl in the left hand and a chopper in the right. And they sort of are intimate and playful and deeply loving and communing in their mutual dance. And from the hearts, this sun disks, the disks of affirmative energy and the exclamation points of the affirmative thought, send out rainbow auras that fill them and sort of radiate and emanate around them. And behind them are the great institutions of learning and healing change, the science, the halls of enlightened science and contemplative science that, and all the arts of progress, and all the lineages, the human lineages and cultures that contribute to the progress of humanity. And there they are, they embody that for us. Now we do then ask whatever beings embody or represent for us, you know, us in our day and time, in our daily lives, the real human potential for the kind of cultural leadership or world leadership that is the sort of ultimate form of activism or community building or communion with history and humanity and in time. And so whatever beings give us that sense, whatever individuals give us that sense of tangible possibility, such as His Holiness or Martin Luther King or whoever. We ask them to inhabit that image. And as we do, we feel a sense of admiration for that way of being, since we're mobilizing a sense that we could aspire to really making such a great difference if only we had those qualities, the purity, the sort of access to the primal forces of growth and transformation within and around us, the capacity to connect all beings through inspiration, through great inspiration or boundless inspiration, an example. And we then sort of offer ourselves whatever we have, and even the whole, our whole mind, body, family, culture, planet, our whole world, we offer to this hope that each one of us can find the guidance to embody pure activism or enlightened agency to progress as individuals and to help our world progress. And so, at the same time, we're poignantly aware of our limitations and we ask for help overcoming them. And, you know, sort of admitting our blocks and limits, we see them through the eyes of, you know, Father Progress and Mother Earth. See their immediate awareness of our ability to transcend them and the methods and arts and sciences that can help us. They have this very progressive and optimistic hope for our potential and for the potential of the world around us. And so inspired, we feel more deeply energized. We can more vicariously enjoy their way of being, identify and gratefully sort of appreciate their example in a new participant way. We might be moved by it. We can use their example and we want to emulate it. So we then ask for the help we need to realize their qualities within, to develop them ourselves. From their heart, they send the positive beams of healing, guiding, sort of transformative energy and awareness. And those beams enter your heart and mind, fill your body and mind with pure healing energy, chemistry, and awareness. And this sort of lights and nectars and energies sort of bless your body, speech, mind, and action, purify the levels of awareness of waking, dreaming, sleeping, and blissful awareness within you, and allow you to feel the crown, throat, heart, navel, the purity of your central channel and nervous system, so that you have a taste of your ability to transform. And with that taste from your heart, there's, you know, as the doubts and fears and limitations melt away from your heart, ripples out the positive energy and awareness that the primal energies of the universe dawn within you as the supernova of pure blissful openness, the black hole of pure immersion, or pure introversion, pure self-loss, the sun disk, sort of the moon disk of a pure dreamlike intuition, and the sun disk of pure daylike intuition. And these bubble up at your heart, and above them, bubbling out of the sun disk is the sapphire exclamation of your inner voice. And then sort of emanating from that, the rainbow aura of all your healing energy, chemistry, and awareness sort of fills you with the sense of potential, of positivity, of inspiration that you can embody enlightened some or heroic altruism for yourself and the world. You can progress in time and help our planet and the life on it, sustain and, you know, live a happy future. And as you do that, you sort of take on the appearance of the Father Progress and Mother Earth, embracing your subjectivity, your blissful energy, embracing the pure objectivity and that sense of infinite interconnected, the taste for infinite interconnectedness that she embodies. And then rippling out of you, pouring out of your pores, the rainbow energy ripples out in all your intentions, words, and actions, and transforms your social life, your way of dealing with beings in the city, country, and planet, helping them all get over their sense of alienation and wake up to their interdependence and find within themselves the powers of open-mindedness and empathy and compassion that allow us all to transform the planet. So we can imagine the planet, you know, all the beings on the planet in their specific, climbing out of their specific ruts and moving into their genius and transforming the planet in their own locale and their own way and their own culture, so that the planet becomes a medicine planet and it's filled with harmony. And then rippling back from the ends of the earth, a rainbow wave of affirmation and validation ripples back into our space, into your heart, to coalesce there as a drop of warmth and moisture. And now, as you sort of take, you know, knowing that this is just a simulation, that you're rehearsing your potential to transform your ordinary, the raw materials of your mind and body, and your little bit of the process of the evolution of the universe and of life on this planet, to transform that into an enlightened or transparent agency of positive interconnectedness, that as you simulate this, you know that you need ongoing guidance and correction and inspiration. And so asking the Mother, Father, the time machine, that embody the time machine of life, to inspire you. Imagine that thrill to be asked. They melt from the crown and toes into their hearts and into a single drop of rainbow light that is their distilled essence, all of their healing, intuition, wisdom, energy, and awareness. And that comes back to your crown and slips into your crown, throat, and heart. And as it does, you yourself feel a sense of merger and intimate communion with the Mother Earth and Father Progress or Father Time. And you feel, you sort of melt as a separate individual from the crown and toes. You melt into your own exclamation and heart disc. And then that sort of further dissolves into the deep space of pure energy and awareness, of pure open mindedness and blissful interconnectedness. And so for the moment, just try to float and stretch into that pure, luminous openness, clarity. Say, this is my real, this intuition of radical openness is the ground on which I stand, the real me, the real truth about me, the real self. That's just the pure openness that allows transformation to occur, that allows purification to occur, that allows learning and change to occur. Just try and enjoy that for a moment. Feel in this openness that you're inseparable from all life on the planet. You can feel we're all part of one sea of energy and awareness, like different parts of the same body, of one body. Can feel, commune with all the different forms of life and being and all the diversity and all the rhythms of life on the planet and the universe around us. That's really what I am. And then just knowing that living beings also need explicit messages, guidance, affirmation, and gestures and actions to learn, grow, and change. Try to sort of connect that deep primal clarity or pure clarity of mind with an embodiment of inspiration. So allow the energies of intuition to emerge within you, the different levels of your sort of distinct or differentiated awareness to emerge. Again, as the supernova, black hole, moon and sun, and upon them the exclamation point of thought and speech and communication. And as that sort of beams with, as a beacon of the joyous hope or sustainable energy and inspiration that comes of deeply communing with all life and the tuning ourselves to the interconnectedness that's the sort of the fabric we're all made of. Imagine that beacon, you know, radiating with this rainbow light, and you know, think to yourself, this is my development now, is transformed into an act of personifying, you know, the joy, the art of interconnectedness, and embodying that utter confidence that we all can master this. And out of that energy and awareness, out of the aura that's set up from the discs and exclamation at your heart, you appear once again in the form of the Mother Father, embracing in a dance of progress through time, the progress of awareness on the planet Earth, and you embody that dynamism lit from within by the sun disk and exclamation at your heart and emanating an aura of optimism, of positive intention, positive affirmative speech and action. And that aura ripples out to all living beings in the city, country, and planet around you, bringing them closer to their inner nature as embodiments of progress and, you know, Father Progress and Mother Earth. And as, you know, all beings take on that form and sort of enjoy their transforming of the planet, their perfecting of the planet, once again from the ends of the earth, a wave of solidarity and validation rippling back into the country and the city and into your space and into your heart. The world returns to its normal appearance. Your space and body return to their normal appearance, but at your heart there's the essence of Father Time, Mother Earth, the essence or the drop of awareness, energy, and chemistry that makes possible the transformation of your ordinary mind and body into a time machine to help transform yourself through time and our world through time into sort of the ideal heroic agent of change and a changed world, a world transformed for the best. And in the interim, you know, between meditations, when you feel discouraged about the fate of the world and about your ability to impact it, please tap back into the affirmative, you know, energy, message, and, you know, the pure inspiration and example of the time machine Father Mother. So commit whatever insight or energy you've developed in the course of this meditation to your ongoing study, reflection, and practice, and to becoming an embodiment of progress and sort of Mother Earth or communion or community with Earth and its life for your own benefit and the benefit of the world around you.